cliffcentral.com.
Yo, 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 what's up? Starting off the show with the sounds of the legendary Oliver Mtukudzi, DJ Stavo Mwedzimchena.
Yeah, what's good?
Zim Conversations.
What's poppin', man?
It's the Immigrants, Kamupiri, aka CliffCentral.com,
nigga.
And your boy, KF Jr.
What's going on, man?
Chillin', fam, how you doing?
I'm all right.
It's crazy, man.
I got debts.
You on your phone, man. I see you, man.
I'm checking OLX because I put my phone up. I put my phone up for sale this morning. Catch us talk about 3-5. I'm on like, nah, man.
How much you going
for?
How much you going for? How much you going for?
I need 5-5 this morning.
I got 3 right now.
You got 3?
Right now.
You need another 2-5 to fuck with me, man. What's going on, man? Yeah?
Hey, man, tired as hell.
You look great, actually, man. I like the new look.
Hey, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, Garrett's opening doors to people.
AC Lumumba.
AC Lumumba got Garrett Cliff opening the door
doors for you, man. I hope you got $100 with you, man. We got problems, actually. AC in the building. T-Mula in the building as well.
Hey, our boy Arthur Chiquetam in the building.
Yeah, man. You just got a video contract.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, got a tender.
We got the dude called Carizzi coming through as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy
show,
man.
Out of UK.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Palisa, can we get Karen on Skype real quick?
Can we? Is she not on already?
Why
is
she on?
This is what I'm talking about.
So, yo, Zimbabwe, the world. Everyone who listens to Zim Conversations, who listens to the Immigrants, we got Karen Mkwedea on the show via Skype. I hope we can get a hold of her. But you might know Karen from TLC's Next Best Presenter. She's in the top 3 representing Zimbabwe
the
way, man.
That's actually really dope. And she's quite a looker.
She is quite a looker.
Yeah.
You know
how we do on this show.
Yeah, I hope she moves to Joburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd like? Do you want to lose more money? Are you not tired? Can you not see things are not working out,
my brother? I'm trying to make some money, man.
Exactly. Come on.
I'm trying to, you know, brand association.
A brand association. What type of branding are we talking about?
TLC. Ain't nobody want to see me on TV, man.
Anything interesting happen for the Zimbos this week?
Man, I'm not too sure, man. I'm trying to think.
Oh, okay.
Not per se. What's AC saying?
AC's looking for something as usual. Zimbo is always looking for something, yeah.
Get Arthur. He can do that for you, AC, yeah.
But yeah, nothing specific?
Nothing specific, man. Okay, we can't get Karen online right now.
Actually, something very interesting.
What happened?
The bond notes are coming.
Oh, yeah.
The bond notes are coming.
I saw posts on Facebook. The government's like, yo, y'all got to deal with it. It's coming. Stop complaining.
That doesn't make... Okay.
Because it's happening.
Okay, cry, my beloved country, Zimbabwe. from US dollars to bonds, what next?
It's crazy. I don't know, man.
I mean, like, are we not tired of holding money that has no value?
Is it even money? It's paper, dog.
It's like, pretty much paper with ink on it.
It ain't nothing. You know what? We should talk to AC about this.
Is AC printing the bonds too? He just might be, you know?
Maybe he's got a better plan.
Nobody. You can't trust nobody these days. And he's got a different suit from the last time he came here.
He's always rocking these. That looks like a double-breasted suit.
Is that a double breast?
Oh snap.
Oh, yeah, man.
This brother, though.
With the blue lining.
I hope you got a couple of greenbacks in that jacket, man. You got to leave some greenbacks, sir.
You got to help us out, man. At this stage, Zoom Conversations is going through a lot. We're desperately seeking somebody
to put some
money on it. Hey, shout out to Chloe. We got someone else now giving us something to drink. Super M, cream soda flavored, medium fat milk. We're the healthiest show on radio.
Okay, Kamu. So we can't get a hold of Karen.
No problem then. We got T-Mula in the building. We can jump in.
Man. I just want to throw it out there, guys. Vote for Karen Mkwedea on Facebook. Her name is Karen Paida, TLC's Next Best Presenter. She's in the top 3. Let's represent Zim. Let's give our girl, a chance at some stardom. Yeah,
I think from what I've seen, she's actually the strongest talent.
I think she's the strongest talent. I mean, no bias. I mean, of course Zimbo,
bias,
but I mean, I think she's going to win it. I think she's going to take it. Well, if Zimbabweans don't hate and at least vote.
Well, at least look, we've done our part.
Yeah.
You know, so Karen, wherever you are, Taedza.
Taedza.
Yeah.
Twitter, please. Go ham.
Karen, vote for Karen, everybody.
Facebook.
Yeah. Let's put more Zimbos in the game.
T-Mula, what's up, fam?
Yo, what's good?
The real root boys of Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
what's good, my brother?
Easy, my brothers. What's going on, man? How's it going?
Hey, man, easy.
Yeah, shout out to everybody tuned in. Yeah, you better know.
Yeah, we
represent everywhere we go. You 100%. See what I'm saying?
This is T-Mula, Tapfuma, Don't play with this man. This is an entrepreneur of another level. Hustler number one at Joburg.
You already know.
Bigger, bigger, bigger.
Rentals, yeah. Artist as well, recording artist as well. Man, you do pretty much everything.
What don't you do?
Exactly.
In short, Naranzi, Chaka Futisanguru, I just, you gotta try everything, man.
Yeah, straight up.
You know what I mean?
You
gotta push every side until, you know, so whatever you really want pops off.
Okay, then give people a little bit of a background of who you are, where you come from, how you ended up across the border with no passport and everything.
Yeah. All immigrant style.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, my name is Tapuma.
Yeah.
I'm born in Zimbabwe, Kwekwe. Moved to Harare. Had a connection with Botswana. Made a connection with South Africa.
Yeah.
Went to the States, came back,
yeah.
Just, you know, building connections. And now I'm based in Joburg. Music is my passion, and that's something that, you know, I've always... Forgotten, but it always used to come back, you know, to haunt me. So that's what I'm pushing right now as a main agenda. But yeah, a whole lot of other things that we see as entrepreneurial opportunities. Yeah. Supply and demand. We just, you know.
100%. I see you got the Moolah VIP rentals service going on now.
Yeah.
Tell the people more about that.
We rent out luxury cars.
Yeah.
Our main niche market is people who are interested in doing productions.
Yeah.
West Africa, East Africa, America, and local.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a bunch of very nice cars, the Lambos, the Maseratis, the Maybachs.
You need to give us one of those, man.
Yeah, our next show
pay
we need
me,
to
dog.
Put...
Pay me, dog. Pay me.
That's the problem.
Kwagubasa.
Oh, now my immigrants.
You give a nigga a platform, we can't even give you a
car. You know what I mean?
No, but you know what, though? When you mix business and pleasure, it never works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That part is business.
You already know, and it's always important. Like, friends always
want to
get stuff for free.
But we roll together, though, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean, yeah.
So when we are chilling, we chill together, you know what I mean?
No, it does make sense. I mean, like, obviously, you know, Joburg is a very difficult city to come up in and obviously work and operate in. And I've known you for a couple of years, you know.
They've
been watching you grow. I've seen you now. You got a brand new video with Big Star Johnson.
Yeah, man.
Which is very nice, very nice.
How was that doing?
Dope, man. It's on good rotation on MTV.
Yeah. I see it almost every morning now, yeah.
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 MTV, we good. Now, what you call it? Channelo and Trace, you know, are coming on. SABC.
Yeah.
We've also got another video out as well, Wine Up Slow.
Wine Up
it's
Slow.
Also on, on MTV as well.
I saw Wine Up Slow last week.
Dope.
Yeah,
man.
But Wine Up Slow's been out for a minute, though. Yeah.
All the material has been within my circle of friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
and,
now
and
it's
contact.
To the world now.
So now it's coming out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the fan base is so solid on the streets, you know, worldwide, everywhere. Canada, Australia, States, England, Botswana, you name it. We on the streets, we strong. So... we're just trying to make that crossover to commercial. And that's where you can actually now really start getting proper rewards for your effort. You know what I mean?
How are you seeing the whole, you know, being a Zimbabwean, you know, crossing over into South Africa? Do you see them, you know, acknowledging the music? Do you see them appreciating it? Do you see there being a chance for growth in terms of the you know, entertainment industry in Zim and people who come out of the country?
I think right now is actually that time. You know what I mean? Like... if you look at it, a lot of the Zimbabwean human capital is among the strongest in Africa.
You already know.
You know what I mean?
Know.
So wherever we go, we can, as you know, we can assert ourselves as there.
Yeah.
And right now, if you look at even in the South African music industry, the hip hop industry, you've got people like Ali Keys, that's Casper Neovest's pianist.
Yeah.
You've got Mr. Cameron, and then producing everyone. You can
shout out to Cam,
You know what I mean? You've got a lot of Zimbabweans who are involved. A lot of them even in corporates, in companies.
Yeah, 100%.
In the banks, in the... they're there, a little bit low-key, but they're there.
That's,
so,
that's
you
our
know,
biggest resource as a nation. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we might have the diamonds, the gold, the platinum, and all that, but our biggest resource is actually
our human
people.
Capital is strong, yeah. So as a Zimbabwean in South Africa, if you think about it, now we're like, what, 3-4 million or so?
Yeah.
That's a significant percent of the population.
100%, yeah.
Add that percentage to what influence we have. And it's a market, man. You know what I mean? You can't even be shy to say I'm Zimbabwean in SA, man.
No.
I'll be ashamed of you.
Hey, Timula, gotta cut you off for a quick second. Karen's finally on Skype.
Okay.
And I know she's in Zim, and data's expensive. Data must fall.
<All right>, cool.
Karen, what's up, girl?
Big up, Karen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Karen, what's popping? You all right?
I'm good. How's everyone there?
Well, we're fine.
We're excited. We wish you were actually here so we could see you.
Oh, there we go.
I wish
I was waiting for that.
So, Karen, tell us a little bit about, you know, tell us the story behind you applying, you know, getting into the contest, yeah. TLC, Next Best Presenter. Tell us, you know, give us a little background on the journey.
All right. Well, I saw the advert on Instagram, actually, and I think I sent in my audition a week before they closed.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, a week before they closed and before the auditions closed. And yeah, I was so shocked when I got the call that I actually made it through to the top 13. And then from there, the top 13 were cut down to the top three at a boot camp in Cape Town from the 19th of September to the 23rd.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you're there.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I was as a finalist. And now it was slightly shocking, but we went through a lot of intense workshops as well. And we also had a lot of screen tests, a lot of challenges that we had to go through. And the judges, it was a very tough decision for the judges, as they say. But yeah, they managed to pick
I don't think it was tough. I think they're just playing with you. They knew you were going to win.
Have you won already?
Okay, they knew you were going to be in the top three, but I think they know that you're going to win.
Yeah, I think everyone knows she's going.
So, I mean, what's your background? Like, I mean, have you done this before? Is this something that you had a passion for? Did you want to be on TV? Did you see yourself as a presenter?
Well, I've always wanted to be on TV. I used to practice when I was a kid. I think at some point when I was a kid in Ngambo, I applied to be on Star Kids.
Oh, snap. Namakanaka.
For the mail.
Wow.
So, yeah, but anyway, it all started when I went to Nafuna TV, and then I started presenting for a web show called Nafuna Now. It was previously known as the Nafuna Blog Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard of that. Now.
Yeah, so that's where it started, and that's where I actually thought to myself, maybe if I actually auditioned for this, I could actually get in. And that's what happened. It was a happy accident.
So you must be excited as hell.
I am. I'm super excited. It's a great achievement already. The hype is just, it's crazy. I mean, everyone is supporting me. Yeah. Everyone is posting on social media.
Yeah.
It's great to see, you know, that Zimbabweans are supporting me as well. So it's amazing.
Well, what you're doing is good, so definitely everyone should get behind you. And if you actually do win, where do you see yourself taking your career in terms of presenting and being in media and entertainment?
Well, if I win, I get to host a show on TLC
called
TLC's Most Extreme.
Okay.
So it'll be airing next year if I win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then I'll also get to be part of a documentary called The Winner's Story, where they just document the whole journey.
Okay.
If I win. And then, apart from that,
after you win,
yeah. So yeah, and eventually, I hope to have my own show,
fantastic,
airing on a big international platform.
Well, this is great. I mean, like, you know, obviously we have our own show here on Cliff Central called The Immigrants that you're on right now live. And, like, you know, it's always exciting for us to find that other people are also trying to get into the industry in different facets and, like, you know, grow. It means that we're just making the Zim brand stronger.
You already
and strengthening
know.
It in the game, yeah. And that's what we want to do.
And more so, you know, our country just needs something to celebrate. And thank you for giving the country something out of all the chaos and animosity. Something to be like, hey, at least kuna Karen.
Yeah, kuna Karen, I'll try something.
And we'll try.
So where are you from originally, in Harare?
I'm from Mutare.
Oh, is it? Okay.
What's
happening with Mutare?
You see, Kamu's trying to get an address.
I'm just trying to ask.
Next thing is going
to
be, so what network are you on?
Well, you know, like, you can always drop a WhatsApp number.
Hello, Karen, we still got you. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was saying I'm originally from, like, I come from Mutare, but I'm like, I've grown up in Harare.
Okay. So you're an H-Town girl. Just because you can know you're an H, if you grew up in Harare, you're an H-Town girl.
The roots and the origins, where I actually came from.
Do you know what? It's crazy that you're from Mutare, because there's so much amazing talent that I've actually been introduced to in just this last 2-3 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's from Mutare that I never knew existed.
Yeah, like, Shasha.
I just thought there was just, like, you know, some really nice honeys in Mutare. That was the end of it.
All I know about Mutare is Africa University and Ngoda.
You see what I'm talking about? They go diamonds and girls. We should do an event in Mutare
called Diamonds and Girls.
Do you want to host it for us, Karen?
I think that will turn out well. I think the turnout will be amazing.
All right, then that's a challenge then. You know what? We actually have a little challenge that we give to a lot of people who come on the show, and we've never actually had someone who's competing to be a presenter or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we've been thinking about doing a workshop at some stage in Zim where we're going to bring all the guests that we have from different facets to do something at the workshop. So we would like you to take up this challenge of thinking of ways of how we can help people, you know, from Zim who would like to go into presenting in terms of the skills and whatnot. So everything that you've learned through your journey, you'll be able to impart on them at this workshop.
I would love to be a part of that, yes.
100%. Then we can do the Diamonds and Girls party afterwards.
The turn-up.
Afterwards.
It'll
be like an
after-party. There you go. Yeah.
Discharge my wire, Padro.
Definitely. Only you ask. Get my bond. No bonds, please.
No bonds.
Hey, yo, Karen. So do you want to just advise everybody on how they can vote for you, what the process is like, so, you know, people who aren't aware can, you know, start supporting your road to stardom?
Okay, great. You can vote on the website, dstv.com/TLC Next Great Presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And you register an account there, and you get to vote up to 10 times every day. And
The
more you vote, the more your chances of winning a trip for two, courtesy of Sun International.
Mm. So that means Kessie was not going to be doing anything else but just being on the phone.
I'll have my phone, my laptop, and tablet all at the same time.
Don't do it now. Come on. Like, really.
You had to call me out, bro. Like, what's up,
though? You have to do it now.
Remember, we're trying to get Karen down to South Africa, man. She needs to be permanent here.
So, guys, you heard dstv.com/TLC Next Presenter, mm-hmm. right? And vote.
Great presenter. dstv.com/TLC Next Great Presenter.
Next Great Presenter.
And that's Karen Mukwede.
Yeah, and that's Karen.
Okay. Is it just Karen or Karen Mukwede on the voting platform?
Karen Mukwede.
Okay, fantastic. So Karen Mukwede, Zimbo's out there doing the Zimbo thing right now with a little bit of data. Get on and let's vote. We need to put Karen in a position of power like we are. Here we go.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Karen. You're a winner.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And we'll definitely see you soon by force.
All right, Ma. Take care. Thank you for coming through.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. So there you have it, man.
You already know, man.
You fell in love again. Oh, man. You gotta stop this.
She got a beautiful voice, man.
She
got a beautiful voice.
Can you focus?
Can you not say that in front of Palisa? Palisa, don't walk away, babe. Come on, I'm sorry.
Because here is a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem, man. Like, we're getting nowhere with this show because of this. I swear to God. Every woman that it comes across that. Now it's Karen. The whole week is going to be about, Mom, did you vote for Karen? Nah, man.
I'll be on the train like, hey, yo, you heard of Karen?
Like, who?
Hey, no, log on right now, DST. I said log on.
You know, I'm actually very excited about the whole Data Must Fall campaign because I was walking in Foley's the other day, and one of these domestic workers stopped me and said, Mukwasha, Cliff Central, how do I get it? And the first thing that hit me was like, you know what? If this is the type of impact that we're making,
you know what I mean?
It's starting to make
sense. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Definitely.
I was with Carl Josh Ngube yesterday, and he was telling me that folks in Cape Town who like aren't even Zimbabwean, like, yo, there's some other Zimbabwean dudes who you should hit up. They got a show called Zim Conversation.
Shout out to all the rich people in Cape Town who listen to us.
Drop a dime.
Yeah, please.
Come on. Come through and drop a dime.
You know what? I'm about to open our official GoFundMe page.
Yeah, go fund the immigrants.
Yeah, go fund.
You know, come on, get us some merchandise. So, you know, I mean, come on, maybe a chauffeur. Holler at T. Mula so you know we can get that VIP rental on.
There you go. You know, like you see, we got Tinashe in the building. He could be documenting our travels and everything.
Exactly. You know
how
we
pull in.
Guys, let's do this. Hey, yo, Zim, come on. Now, I mean, you know what? I was thinking to myself, we are the only show on an international station.
Yeah.
That's just about Zim. Like, what more marketing do you want as a nation, man?
I have no idea.
Everyone, anyone. Anywhere in the world who logs on to Cliff Center at 10 a.m. on a Thursday is literally just getting everything and everything about Zimbabwe.
About Zimbabwe, yeah.
From Joburg.
And don't forget,
you know what I mean?
In Randburg, things are available. So is Mazoe and Chikichili.
Chikichili.
I'm part of that project.
Hey Mula, okay, so what's the next big thing that's going on, man? What's going on with this? What's the next big move?
Julius's all white party.
Oh, the whole, that's not really a big move. That's another day in the life of us, man.
I swear to God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, man.
It's not always going to chase him.
That's the only way it's going to work out. This is not a period to be buying anything.
Funny with T-shirt here, get like a cream. I'm waiting on Jik.
2 days.
Fast.
And 2 scoops of Vanish. It's going to work out.
Yeah, man. I guess for me, man, the newest thing is just recording new music.
Yeah.
I've been in studio a lot. I've been recording a lot of tracks.
Nice.
Who are you
working with right now?
I did a track with, there's one boy who's hot in Soweto. His name is Kaz Money.
I know Kaz, yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the Hustle Show.
Yeah. Kaz, we did something dope with Kaz.
Yeah.
I've done, what else did I record that's dope? I did some dancehall in Cape Town.
Oh, dope. Yes, I remember. X-Factor. Yeah,
that's,
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Big tune.
Yeah.
He don't even want to give me that tune. He want to play that. He wants to release it officially. He doesn't want it to leak.
But that's crazy.
You know, he doesn't want it to leak.
People don't actually understand that, like you know, you're like dual genre. You've got a hip hop element and you've got a dancehall element too as well.
Yeah, man. It's because I've got both of those influences. Yeah. And I think, you see how I see music. It's just another form of communication.
You already know, it's universal, you know what I mean? Language.
Yeah, so the wider your reach, the wider the audience you can catch. So, because of that, and just because of my influences, when I speak Shona, and then when I get a chance to, communicate something in English, it also,
also resonates that way. Yeah.
I think Zimbabweans, most Zimbabweans are bilingual.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Pretty
I think we can be very articulate in both languages, you know what I mean?
In a lot of languages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fortunately, English is, is a powerful language in the world. So.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good thing, man. So dancehall, yeah, man, I grew up listening to dancehall. My mom, rest in peace to her.
Yeah,
the Empress. Yeah, man. Yeah, nandum border, nandum kumarist nyanga.
Ah, mruma enemies here, but anyway. Cocktail, man.
Ah, nandum nyanga, but yeah. But that's another PE.
Ah, oh,
it's a mix
up combination.
Then more Nash.
From your dance house. You know what I mean? To the hip hop. Because you know my border, we were all about
dance. We used to listen to General Degree, Buju Bantan, Red Rat.
Diwali Rhythm, Buzz Rhythm. Back in
beyond Red Rat, love them, but tune that time.
Timula, hey, tell all the listeners how to, get in touch with you, Facebook page, Instagram, and then introduce your biggest hit. Oh, I don't know if it's the biggest hit, but your current hit.
All right, dope, man. Everybody listening, I actually just made all my social media universal today.
Yeah,
so yeah, man. So you just look for Tapfuma_MULA. 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 Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, man. Yeah, and the song right now that's about to be dropped is called B.I.G. It's a song that I wrote when I was just feeling motivated. I was actually listening to Biggie Smalls at the time.
Biggie.
Yeah, I've been listening to that album. And then I woke up. I was on my way to studio, and then I just came up with the chorus.
Yeah.
I'm feeling B.I.G.
Yeah.
Feeling B.I.G. I move around my whole city. I don't need ID. Because I'm B.I.G. B.I.G. I never asked for it. They just give me VIP.
Yo.
See what I'm saying? Move around the city. You know, ask for it. VIP are standard.
Same conversations, the immigrants.
Right. Let's go.
We got T Mula.
Blop.
So T, do you know that we host Motoring's biggest power hour?
Yes, I do.
And do you know that it's not just a show about cars, but it's a show that covers a host of relevant motoring topics?
Yes, I do.
And do you know that there are over 1 billion cars currently in use on Earth, and that the new car smell is composed of over 50 volatile organic compounds?
No.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning into Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show, or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour, powered by Auto Trader.
Compare the flow to Ali.
I'm knocking niggas out with combos like 1, 2, 3. Uppercut to the gut. Let me tell you, cat, something. My security deals with fools that be frontin'. Name is T Moolah. Ice cold, I be cooler. Minnesota kind of weather. I'm a Viking, I'm a ruler. King of the ring. When I bling with the ting. Why I say we bling with the ting? I'm feeling B.I.G. B.I.G. Yeah, man.
I don't need ID, man. I definitely don't need ID.
You did.
I don't even have ID.
We don't have ID. We don't have ID.
See, that's the thing. I knew that there were people who recognize that kind of feeling. You know,
of course,
when you move around your space with so much comfort and, you know what I mean, confidence.
Yeah.
You need that. Anyway, I'm about to be out, y'all. Thank you for having me on the show.
One time.
You know what I mean? Stay tuned in. The show still goes on. You know what I mean? We got people in the building. Charisma just walked in.
I don't know from
dope,
where.
Dope. Yeah, let me say big ups. Big ups to my little bro, Guinya. He was tuned in. Big ups to DJ B tuned in. Big up to Yoliswa, my girl, tuned in.
Oh.
Big up to a lot of people that are tuned in right now.
Hey, man, look at that. See, we never give shout out to our girls, and now you putting us on the spot, man.
I ain't got hey, no man. Girl,
and I said our girls. Oh, that was in plural.
Well, you spoke to Karen this morning. That should have been enough. So where do people get you again? Tafuma_Moolah.
Yeah.
All
get
over.
Out there. Get on MTV Base. Get on Channel O.
Big
on
Daddy
Trace.
Black and Mr. Kessiewicz. Yeah. You know what I mean? Much respect for having me on the show.
Bless up, man.
Keep doing what you're doing.
He used my government name. I never used my government name.
Kessiewicz.
100, fam. Carizzi, where you popped in from, man? I bumped into this dude in Rosemary. I'm like, what?
He's wearing a cowboy hat in the middle of Joburg. What's wrong with you, man?
He got the beads, and is that a bulldog?
Is this what London has done to a Zimbo?
Yeah.
Is this what happens?
Yeah. I know y'all snapping on me, but you love me.
Wear your shisha pipe, man. Yo, don't you walk around with it?
Yo, nah. You know what? Some of these people think that is paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia?
We have to be careful.
We always get big words on this show. You know what we're going to start doing? Every week, every time we have a guest, we're going to pick out one big word that they use. So
Zimbabwean style.
Yeah.
Charisma got paraphernalia.
But what's popping with you guys, though, man? I see you out here.
We living, man. We're
trying, man.
Yeah, just got another deal. Extension, 4 million rand on the contract. Shout out to Garrett.
Okay. Shout out to big homie Garrett.
Yeah. He said he might be looking like 6 by December.
Wow. Oh, and shout out to Tebow on Touch Central as well. Congratulations.
Who that?
We don't know nobody.
We don't know nobody.
Hey, man. Show love, man.
There goes the neighborhood. There goes the neighborhood.
Show love, man.
People come to Touch Central to shout out people at
Touch
Central.
Come on, man. It's one family.
What's Touch Central? What's Touch Central? I don't know. No, Touch Central.
Y'all,
you mean the peeps downstairs?
The guys who guard the door. Yeah, we know that.
You play too much, man.
They actually got security. We ain't got no security. I'm being honest now. They don't care about no niggas.
Why is it? Because over that side, it's a bit more.
Yeah.
You can't say it. Don't say it.
A bit more.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy. Over
I heard them black cards be popping out every for KFC. They bring out black cards.
I heard they give each other money at lunchtime. Wow, like just randomly, like hey,
yo,
hey, you want 10?
We got a little corner with sweets in the other booth over there.
Shout out to T-Bow Touch and Touch Central, definitely, and the whole family next door, man. But yeah, Carizzi, what's up, man? Zimbabwean hip hop recording artist. Can we call you an entrepreneur as well?
Yes, you can call me. You can call me all of that.
Like, yeah.
We've definitely been trying to spread our wings and do more, not just for the culture, but just for like us for life to enable us to be out here doing what we do. Because as you know, the market that we're in is not very conducive to our genre. So you have to. Do other things. You have 100%. To do other things.
Yeah, I like that. One of the few dudes who's actually admitted and accepted that the market isn't very conducive for that genre of music. You know what I mean?
100%. Well, when it comes from a Zim perspective, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but you guys are making some strides. I want to definitely congratulate a lot of the cats that I've taken notice of this year. Yeah. And I can see that you guys are making forward strides. It'll be nice if you could do more. That would be great.
We're trying to. And we are hoping that you guys support us and help us to do more.
We don't have a choice. We have to support.
Who was the last rapper you had on there?
We had PK.
PK. Yeah, it was PK. Yeah, yeah, but PK ain't a rapper no more.
He's a rapper.
He's a musician. He's a recording artist. That's how he branded it now. You know, because he's
No, okay. To him.
For the sake of I guess just for the sake of argument.
Yeah, he was
the last rapper that we had.
Had a lot of rappers here actually. Like we haven't had a lot of rappers.
We don't really like rappers that much. the rapping
rappers
is,
coming with all this arrogance. Like, do you hear? Like, I hope people can hear in the background all the clicks. Their cameras all over the place. We've never had it like this before. Plus, there's AC.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie AC in the building.
Can you reduce the amount of pictures I personally have? Because, you know, we are
it's two different clicks.
Yeah, hey, guys, I'll lose my rent. Eh?
But yeah, you guys, big up for shining a light on, you know, Zimbabwe.
Shisha Pipe, man. Talk
appreciate
about Shisha
it, man.
Pipe.
Appreciate
Stop
it.
Bringing us up, man. We do
no,
this.
No, like Shisha Pipe. Yeah, I'm here for. I'm here for Shisha Pipe. Yeah. Shisha Pipe's been
talk
doing...
about Shisha Pipe. Shisha Pipe's been doing really well.
Yeah, it's been
I
doing
saw
really
you
well.
Got really heavy with the ladies on the video.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we had to go. We had to go. We
you
had
spent
to go.
All your money.
Oh yeah, Yagi Dojo was in the video. You know, doing the cameos.
Oh Yagi, yeah.
This dude calls me on the morning of the video like, "Yo, so we're gonna be shooting at this spot, so you just have to be there." Like,
oh really?
You know what, brother? We got things to do in the J.
Yeah, you know, but you know what?
We it's got like, debts to pay.
You know what it is, right? Every time
did
I
you
come
have
from,
to go there, man.
Okay, I got debts to pay.
But every time I come from England, I'm literally like here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have to do a bunch of stuff. So I have to record, I have to shoot, I have to do a bunch of so like getting to people usually ends up it's like on the
mission,
on the last
yeah.
minute. And like there's certain people who I always have to reach out to anyway. And even if it's last minute, just so you know that like I don't want you to like, you know, turn channel O on and see the video and be like,
well,
whoa.
That's what's happening now. We're turning on the channel and we're seeing the video. Yeah. I don't see myself there.
Yeah, no, but you I checked in with you though.
No, you did 100%.
And the video is doing really well, man.
It is like, doing well. I know on the Zambezi platform. The Zambezi platform obviously being the one that beams more Zimbo type material. So if you don't know about the Zambezi Magic channel, get involved and find out about it because
they're killing it though. Yeah,
that's probably going to be the next kind of line that Zimbabweans can actually enter the market through. You know?
Yeah. I've been
seeing a lot on Trace Africa.
Yeah, well, look, man.
I don't know about the quality, but I mean, it's I've been seeing a lot on Trace.
Do you know what though? Do you know what? Let me just say, like Trace Africa. I need to go see those people, man.
Well, they're not too far, man.
They're not too far.
They're like a 65 rand Taxify ride for me.
I am going to run up on them. Like,
I gotta, like run up on him. Man.
I'm running up on Trace Africa.
Trust me, they're going to run up on you.
Like, do you know what it is, though? Because, like, we've been trying to get on Trace Africa for the longest time, and they ain't messing with the boy.
No, but nah, come on, that doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't
though.
Make sense.
Maybe you're talking about Trace Urban.
No, dog.
Trace
I could show you. I could show you the emails. I could, like...
Yo, then call him out, man, because that's what we do on this show.
But we got a couple of contacts at Trace Africa.
Yeah, you need to put your foot down and let him know because that is the person who's been rejecting my video like repeatedly.
Yeah, let me introduce you to Twanelo, man.
Oh,
like, listen, me and Timula are running up on Trace Africa straight after this.
This has been
Taxify.
The most ungovernable show ever.
We're running up on her.
See this, man.
We're running up on her. Like, listen,
I have no idea. Like, what's going on, man?
We're running up on her. We're running up on her. We're running up on the whole squad. Like, we're gonna take them to lunch. Y'all get ready. We're gonna sit down and talk. We're gonna hash this out. Figure out why Shisha
problem?
Pipe ain't cutting it. Because right now Shisha Pipe is the best video out of Zimbabwe. Let's not get it twisted.
Oh, come on.
Let's not So we need to, you know, get the business right. We need to make sure.
You know the London Zimbo. Okay, guys. This is
hey, come hold up. Because you were supposed to do this. Can you say, whatever you're going to say, can you pull that?
Like the way they're doing it now. Like, you got people like Clarizzi who come through, like, they'll be doing things, and like, all of a sudden, they think, like, because they're coming from the UK, like,
you're just another guy
with dreadlocks and a black hat.
Man's out here. You know me, man. I'm
but
doing
it's
my
crazy.
Thing.
I swear.
I put like, mad work
this
in.
This is
though.
UK boys that come here, so you know my video. It's the best. The whole, all the videos.
All right, cool. Listen, Zambezi Magic co-signs what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? We've been number one on there for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? The only person that was able to unseat me was Ja Prazer, and I don't think it was done constitutionally.
Oh!
But that's another story for another day. We are at number two now.
Yeah, but Ja Prazer is a beast. Yo,
no,
shout out to Ja Prazer.
Shout out to the
highlight of the week because he's the first Mama nominated artist straight out of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, that's true.
For a song that sounds like all of his other songs. Boom!
No, but I think I think he's doing the right thing.
Man,
I think he's doing the right thing. He's putting in work, and you know the love that he's getting out there right now.
It's
phenomenal, bro.
No,
it's
crazy. I love Ja Prayzah's hustle. I swear, it's so on point. You know, like
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, his hustle is epic,
yeah,
right?
It is.
His hustle was epic.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to hustle anymore. He's got the bucks.
No,
I think when you got that kind of money, all he had to do was go and say, hey, Diamond, Platinums, please come. They got a show coming up in Zim real soon.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I mean, respect that, but I mean, for other artists, the hustle is preliminary. After that, once you've got the guap, the hustle don't stop, but it gets much easier.
Look, I mean, his application definitely is something that has obviously put him on the level that he is now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like all the other artists also, like, you know, take a page out of his book and look at what he's done. It's his team. He's
got
a very
team.
Functional team.
He's got that scandal going on right now, the rape charge.
Yeah, I saw him actually. Yeah. I saw him put up a video and he was like, oh, thank you everybody for supporting him. Look, you know, the scandals will always come.
With fame, that's
yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
That stuff always
I mean,
comes
look,
up, man.
Realistically, no one is guilty until proven so. So at the end of the day, you know what? We can only just be positive about the good work that he's done.
You
for
some
music to be on the mama map. We've been trying.
That's crazy, man.
We've been trying to get a nomination for Mama for.
I mean, like, I definitely think that he's the guy who has gone into. He's at least engaged the contemporary crowd.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think that he deserves
the outfits.
He's deserved it. Like he's getting styled a bit better now.
It's the outfits. Well, every time you look like a soldier on stage.
Yeah, nah.
But I think I can beat him up.
You think so?
But that's just, you know.
You can't beat up that big chick, the one who's got the scandal. Hey, that's a big girl, dude. Like, hey, oh, Gonya, does that
mean? Gonya.
Wow. Hey, y'all guys, you
yo,
need
but
to
that woman dances, bro. Like, she is on point the whole hour of the show.
But, do you know, for Gonya, this is all just, for me personally, this is all just, it's just a publicity stunt.
Because
she's got a brand. The Gunyard brand is her brand. You know what I'm saying? It's making some sort of money for it.
Yeah. Next thing, she's going to start singing.
You need to start messing with Gunyard, London man.
Dude, I'm good, man.
Oh, yeah?
I'm good. Like, I'm messing with...
Amara Brown. I heard you messing with Amara Brown. Is that what you just said?
Are you kidding me, bro? Nah, man. Amara Brown, like, listen, I had a big thing for Amara Brown. Like,
yeah.
A long time
I got
ago.
A big thing for Amara Brown.
Everybody
shout out
got
to Amara
big,
Brown.
Yeah. Shout out, hey, man.
She, like, let me down.
Let's just do a triple shout out. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Shout out
to
Amara Brown.
Hey, man, that's dope.
Yeah, nah, she let me down gently, like, a few years back, so.
That's that honey
good.
Fan.
Oh, she let you down gently?
Yeah,
And then she went for Rocky?
But you're kind of short.
Wait, hold up. She, like, for Rocky?
No, like, I think that when she now wanted to be with someone, I wasn't there. So.
Yeah, but you got that smooth boy talk.
I do.
Hey, nobody gonna trust you. You know what I mean? You're one of them dudes. Like, I get this a lot. One of them is the way you go up to a girl and she's like, straight up, nah, fam.
No.
You one of those. Ain't no pretty boys, no smooth,
when,
slick
when
talking.
When the story is too good.
Yeah, it's too good.
No, I need to tone it down.
I've slept with about 8 of you before.
No, I'm not trying. Not again.
No, I got a new target though.
Oh yeah.
Who that? Spill the beans.
On the circuit, she's quite high profile.
Okay, who she be?
Her name is KVG.
Oh,
KVG.
Yeah.
Is that
I'm like hassling
is that,
KVG
is that
right now.
ZFM?
No, Star FM.
Star FM.
The biggest station in the country.
Oh.
Yeah. She's on prime time.
Oh.
I'm trying to get her to hear my story.
Hey!
But anyway, shout out to KVG.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to KVG. Apparently, the homie got something for you.
You already know. Hey, yo, Karizi, tell people how to get in touch with you, your social media, and then introduce the next track.
Yeah.
Yo, my social media is uniform. So it's ITSKARIZMA. It's Charisma.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to get me on Facebook, it's Karizi Music.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything else, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest. Yeah, just it's Charisma, yo.
Go hard with the social media.
Get at me, man. Get at me. Like, I really want to reach out to people, like, because, you know, people like Trace Africa are telling me my social media ain't strong.
Hey, you got beef with Trace Africa.
I don't have beef with them. I want to give them what they need.
Hey!
So I'm working on it. So guys, follow me on Twitter.
You already know.
Go on my Facebook, Instagram. And you are listening to Charisma on Cliff Central. And right now we're about to get into my latest record. It's called Shisha Pipe.
Yeah, let's do
produced
that.
By?
It's produced by Yagi Dojo and Young Nash.
Shout out to y'all.
Yo, man.
Produced by me too.
Yo, man, shout out to Killer Cam. shout out to Kesiwe, the God. We out here.
And she's looking at me from across the room like it's about to be on.
Shisha Pop Music, Karizzy the Dream.
Yaki Dojo, Young Nash on the production.
Who's Yaki Dojo, by the way?
Pashiwa, sorry.
Yeah, man. What's good? ClipsHandle.com. We got the only man with more than 100 suits in Zimbabwe.
Backed by popular demand.
By force, actually. We saw the dude at the door like, what you doing here, man?
Kamuz, is that your favorite word of the week?
Which one?
By force phrase.
No, no. In fact, yeah. Because, you know, I'm going back to my merchandising entrepreneurial hustle. So I got my t-shirt line coming out. So I'm testing by force. Everything. So by force seems to be going in. What's the next t-shirt coming out? By force.
Man, it's been a crazy show, and you know we've had some very strong characters on it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we don't have as much time as I would have wanted to have with AC. Last time we did a whole hour with the dude.
Yeah, that was crazy enough.
So AC, I know we've got a bunch of questions.
Yeah, good to have you back, by the way. Yeah.
But can you preach? Because the manifesto is coming out, right?
That's right.
Manifesto is coming out. Tell us what's going on. What's the message? What's the drive?
Look, guys, it's very simple. We spent some time trying to figure out how do we make the message so clear and so simple for everybody to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
And we went through an exercise of trying to understand what is the question we're trying to answer.
Yeah.
And the question was, what is it that Zimbabweans are after?
Yeah.
And the truth is, the reason why you boys are here, the reason why Charisma was sitting here talking about going on to Trace, the reason why Timula was sitting here talking about B.I.G. is because we're all after prosperity.
Yeah.
Whatever your version of prosperity is. Uh-huh. So it's important that the country puts us on a path that takes us towards long-term economic prosperity.
Yeah.
Now, prosperity is what goes beyond just what the economic index suggests. You know, prosperity is how good is your life.
Yeah.
So there are 8 indexes that we're using as the guidelines for prosperity, and that's the economy, number one, that's entrepreneurship and employment, that's the health sector, that's education, that's safety and security, that's personal freedom, and that's social capital.
Yeah.
The world has got something it calls the Global Prosperity Index. Zimbabwe ranks in the bottom 5. You know, every year for the last seven years, we've reduced our performance in the Global Prosperity Index consistently. The only thing we've been consistent at is doing bad. Now, surely we've got to be able to do better than bad. So the manifesto is coming out, and the manifesto is called The Pathway to Prosperity. We're going to be talking about, so how do we achieve our way to get to this place called prosperity? We're doing a convention. I'm in South Africa now talking to Julius Malema. He's going to be one of our key guests. We'll be going to the UK. We're trying to see lock in David Cameron. David Miliband.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in the big boys.
All right, everybody's
been talking about Viva Zimbabwe has launched, and I kept telling you we ain't launched. When I launch, you won't miss me.
Oh.
Okay? I had a press conference, and you couldn't miss me then.
Oh.
So I promise you, when I launch the party, in about 8 weeks from now, once we confirm with our key guests, you're not going to miss us. It's about time young people from Zimbabwe are given the chance to build their own country. Forget Trace that Charisma is talking about. We'll build him a Trace in Zimbabwe.
Oh.
Forget Cliff Central. We're happy for Gary. We're happy he did this for his people and his country.
Yeah.
Now I need you boys to come and do this for your own people in your own country.
Yeah,
That's where the manifesto is.
A small deposit of $500,000 to start, my brother. We can do something now.
Now, see.
I got the stuff at the house.
Okay, but listen to this. You spoke about $500,000.
Yeah.
Right? Now, for every trip the president makes out of the country, he's spending upwards of $3 million.
Now,
if we cut all the presidential trips and we actually made some use of our ambassadors, imagine how many young people we could support to get into entrepreneurship. I'll give you an example. Sweden is number one ranked in the world for all entrepreneurial opportunities.
Yeah.
In Sweden, if you wanted to start a business, within 3 hours...
Sweden has the sovereign fund, right?
Yes,
they've got the biggest sovereign fund in the world.
They do. But they're not. It's not just about having a fund. It's actually about having a focus that this is what we've committed to doing. When we focus that we're going to build the hub of radio stations in the region in Zimbabwe, you guys have got a place to start it.
Yeah,
Trace is nothing special but a platform that digitalizes its frequencies to the rest of the world. So why can you not bring Trace into Zimbabwe? The only reason Trace is not in Zimbabwe is because we haven't even welcomed it there.
Yeah.
The only reason Zimbabwean artists are not on Trace is because we haven't given our artists what they need in order for them to be able to perform.
Yeah.
What musicians are looking for are not favors.
Yeah.
This boy don't need a favor. Have you listened to this boy's music? He don't need a favor.
No.
What he needs is an opportunity. We need to make the pathway to his prosperity to be an open door which he can actually walk through.
Because I know you can preach. You know what I mean? Like you're on your Pastor Makandiwe tip.
Hey.
what I want to know is, okay, you know, and it's a very, Kamu raised the point of, you know, let's focus more on you know, the good life, right? Yeah. Which then translates into prosperity. But that's something that a lot of politicians, you know, promised. George Bush promised that, and then he ended up bombing Iraq and Afghanistan, right? 100%. What's to say that this is not an empty promise? What are your structures? Do you have the people in place? Do you? Because then next thing, we've got Patrick Chinamasa Beck as Minister of Chagwiti. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, what are the structures? How can you prove to us, or at least, you know, try to prove to us that you're the man that we should be going to?
Or Viva is actually the party that we should be supporting.
You're the young one that we should be going to because you were youth.
Because I'm young, man. I want some power.
Okay. First of all, there is nothing I am talking about that I haven't actually done before.
Okay.
You know, I'm the guy who, without one day experience in business, I created a company that employs over 500 people. I know how to create jobs.
That's the meat
box. I also know how to break the rules that are needed to be broken in order to create jobs. The only thing government needs to do for you is not to put any structure for you. In fact, what government ought to do is remove the structure they've put in place.
Yeah.
The single biggest problem with anybody trying to do anything in Zimbabwe is government is in your way. You try to get a birth certificate, government is in your way. You try to start a business, government is in your way. You try to post a Facebook post, government is in your way.
Okay?
So, yeah. So what government needs to do for its people is it needs to get out of their way. If we got out of your way and we said, come with Cliff Central or whatever idea or invention you've got and set it up in the country, you would have a much faster pathway to getting it done. And this is why whatever it is we're trying to do, we must understand we don't have to recycle the wheel. No. The wheel has already been rolled before. You go to the countries that have done this. I'll give you an example. Rwanda is ranked number one on the Global Prosperity Index for Africa at the moment. If you go to Rwanda, within 3 days, you'd have set up a business, but not just set up a business in Rwanda. The moment you set up a business in Rwanda, every bank that is in the country has a quota that they've been given by their reserve bank that they have to extend to new businesses. You only grow an economy by new businesses. We have bond notes coming up right now.
So you're talking of capital. The word capital doesn't exist in Zimbabwe. Unless you reach into your mother's purse.
and that purse is kind of empty right
now. You know what I mean?
Now,
it's kind of shallow.
It's the capital you're talking about is... It's not necessarily the capital itself. It's the environment that the capital wants to come to. Capital is everywhere. You know, we live in a world now where we no longer compete on the lines of territorial borders, or we no longer compete on the lines of race, or we no longer compete on the lines of tribe. Our generation competes on the line of capital, the green money. You know, when you come, the only thing you're concerned about is, what can my money get me? Now, if you allow me, I want to talk about the bond note situation that's coming. You have a cookie jar that is, imagine having a cookie jar in your house. The cookie jar is full of cookies. So what has happened is, over time, you know, we've been going into this cookie jar. We've been eating cookies. And then now you've got kids, and the kids are growing up and saying, we want some cookies. So what you say to the kids is, I'm going to take a picture of the cookies, and I'm going to put the picture of the cookies in the cookie jar. And it works until the kid wants to take the cookies. So now your kid comes and says, I now want to take the cookies, but there's only pictures in the cookie jar. That's what the bond notes are. The important question is, so how do you get out? How do you get cookies back in the cookie jar? The trouble is, we had a cookie jar that was full of cookies we can make ourselves. So we must learn how to make cookies. This is the capital you're talking about. Capital must come back in, because the only way you make cookies is when you can find the ingredients. So we have to open up the country to be conducive to everybody who wants to bring in the ingredients for the cookies. And we got it. We've got the human capital. Earlier you guys were talking about human capital. We've got that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got the land, we've got the natural resources, and we've got the perhaps the finest infrastructure in the region. I mean, I was having a conversation just before I came
in. It's just dilapidated, but infrastructure is there.
Between between South Africa and Ethiopia, you only had one other company outside of South Africa that was making cars, and that was Willowvale. We shut that down. Between South Africa and Nigeria, you only had one company that was making, that was manufacturing tires, and that was Dunlop. We shut that down. So you can't shut down the maker of the cookies. You don't kill the baker. So we are now a country which has all the right ingredients, but we also don't have a good chef.
I mean, the indigenization policy is what messed things up, because it was very counterproductive. You can't tell me that you're opening up business, you want, you know, the youth to be empowered, you know, open up businesses, yet place all these structures at Zimmer and in the government to stop you from actually accessing.
So,
know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's like, okay, go on air, but don't say anything. So it's just static. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You see, the indigenization policy was supposed to be an enabler, but it can only be an enabler in an environment where everybody else is playing the game. Good policy, because what that policy actually does is it brings you boys to the playing field, takes out the big boys and says, you got to come down a little bit so we can level the playing field so the young people can get in. The problem is there is policy inconsistency, and it's not, you know, it wasn't one size fits all. You know, the law was selective for you and it was selective for you. So the law was never constant enough for anybody to be able to understand the games. Just imagine trying to go and talk to a girl and she switches up the rules on what she likes in a guy all the time.
Oh, that's not going to happen to me. See,
but there is a static rule of what girls like, you know, the same way there's a static rule of what guys like. So when a girl is talking to a guy or a guy is talking to a girl, we know the rules. Same thing, you know, when you're trying to find God. You know that there is one way that takes you to God, and that is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You cannot say, I want to go to God, but I intend on using another avenue to go to God. There is only one way to God, that's Jesus Christ. There's only one way to prosperity, and that is Viva Zimbabwe.
What a way to wrap up the show.
You already know, man. It's crazy. Look at these ungovernable dudes, man.
they're giving each other pounds.
Hey, Silumumba, okay, wrap it up. Tell us, when the manifesto is coming out, and what people should expect real quick in 30 seconds.
All right, so we're working towards the our first National Prosperity Convention. It's going to be December the 13th.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be in Harare. We're working on bringing in Julius Malema as our key guest of honor, together with David Cameron and David Miliband as our core key guest of honors. We're going to have experts from the other countries across the region and across the world who are going to be telling us how they've achieved prosperity in their countries. But over and above, most importantly, young people are the ones who are going to be there, because we have to execute everything we're going to be speaking about. Currently, Viva Zimbabwe has been scouting for our MPs, our catalysts for the next election. We are inundated with 600 applicants who've already signed in for only 210 constituencies.
Wow.
So we're starting to put our heads around how do we work out the primary election status. But that's where we are. That's where we're going. Guys, I always appreciate the love you give me. And we're going to keep getting it done.
Props to that, opening up platforms for people. It's very hard to get into politics, as you said last time. But anyway, Zim Conversations, The Immigrants, KF.
CliffCentral.com, Big Daddy Black, we out. And that's
AC Lumumba. 100.
This is CliffCentral.com.